Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set for the USA Press. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're waiting for Frank to connect. Frank Pacheco in Canada. And we are trying to get Dr. Norm Shealy connected. I'm Vincent Finelli. Daniel is engineering. You know, I was thinking about World War II. I was doing some tractor therapy yesterday. And I was thinking about World War II, and I was thinking about the Japanese. And there was a military... Yes, Daniel? Okay, great. Hey, Dr. Shealy, how are you? Dr. Norm Shealy?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me? How about now? How about now?
It's getting better.
Okay. Maybe Daniel can crank up the output.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay.
All right. Very good. So, Dr. Shealy, I was doing some tractor therapy yesterday. I was going round and round in circles spreading cow manure as fertilizer and for the growing season for grass. And I was thinking about Japan and World War II. And there was a trial at the end of World War II. Actually, World War II started, some people think, 1938, 1939. The actual attack by the Japanese was on December 7th, 1941. The war lasted 4 years through 1945. In 1946, there was a tribunal, an international military tribunal for the Far East. It was also known as the Tokyo Trial, and it was also known as the Tokyo War Crimes Tribunal. It was a military tribunal that was trying, in a court, the leaders of the Empire of Japan for their crimes against peace, crimes against war, you know, conventional war crimes, and crimes against humanity. And a number of the military were tried, but not the emperor. And as a result, there were, about 50 counts that were against the Japanese. 45 of them, including charges of murder, were ruled either redundant or not authorized under the charter of the tribunal. Lasted about 4 years, and some died during the trial. Some, I'm talking about the Japanese, some were hung, and some were sentenced to life in prison. How is that different, Dr. Shealy, from what has happened with the manufacturing of the coronavirus? How is that different? Murder, crimes against humanity, crimes of aggression. How is that different? Is it different, Dr. Shealy? You have any thoughts on that?
I don't think it's different. It's just handled differently. The FDA, Federal Death Administration, doesn't close down on it.
I'm just kind of wondering, Dr. Shealy, how come no one's been arrested? No one's been arrested. No one has gone to China. to round up the people who were involved in the Wuhan laboratory. No one has been arrested at Ecolabs in the United States, which has been reported to have funded the Wuhan lab in China to develop the virus. No one has arrested Dr. Fauci. No one has been arrested anywhere regarding the mass, what I would consider mass murder of people with the COVID virus. I don't know a single person.
Correct.
Now maybe, okay. So it seems to me that these are crimes against humanity, crimes against peace, crimes of aggression, and it has disrupted the whole world, and no one is being held accountable. Am I confused, Dr. Shealy, or am I right?
You're not confused. You're right on
tap. Do you think, and if you don't want to answer these questions, you know, please feel free to say I don't want to answer them. But do you think that, well, let me ask you this. What is your thought of Dr. Fauci? Do you have any opinions of him? You know, his involvement?
I think he's a top criminal.
Mm-hmm. He was a top criminal. So if that's the case, Dr. Shealy, it is possible that he has, if you consider murder what's happened to people who have gotten COVID and gotten the jab that the government demanded that we all get, that he would be the head of the snake that has killed probably more people than any other in the entire history of the world.
Right.
Or darn close to it. Or darn close to it. I just, it infuriates me that people get away with committing crimes and then they get rewarded. He is the highest paid government official. And if I'm not mistaken, he earns more than the President of the United States. Now, and that's $400,000 a year. That's what the President, well, that's what he gets compensated in, plus jets and meals and travel and all the rest of it. But it's probably incalculable what the president's compensation package is if you add it all up of the United States. Dr. Shealy, so my take on this is Dr. Fauci has committed crimes. He has not been arrested. No one's been arrested. And it's time, way past time, that someone in Congress says, you know what, this has got to stop. Now, the other thing that I don't understand, and by the way, class, don't believe a word I say. Don't believe a word you hear, see, or read in the media. Don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media. That's print, that's audio, that's video. Until you make up your own mind, do your own research and make up your own mind. Don't believe anything that we say. But what I did say about the Tokyo trial is absolutely true. And you can look it up. Just go to a search engine, type in Tokyo trial. And you'll see that it lasted, you know, years. And there was a lot of dissension. And here's something that I don't understand. Dr. Shealy, there, war to me, if one country attacks another country unprovoked, as in World War II in the United States, where Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, or a U.S. naval harbor in Hawaii, without a declaration of war, because the Japanese wanted things. They wanted to take over America, that's for sure. They wanted to control the Pacific through Australia and over to the United States. That's what the Japanese want to do. So they literally wanted to steal Americans' wherewithal. That's what they wanted. And there's no dispute about that. When they did that, it was premeditated. It was premeditated because you just don't go attack a country the size of the United States by a little country the size of Japan without amassing an army, navy, air force, etc., and building up to it. That's what you do. Well, when they attacked us, a lot of people were killed in the United States, a lot of our military. That sounds like murder to me. It sounds like premeditated murder. And some people say war is not murder. I think that the aggressors who attack a country commit murder. You know, as
mass
people
murder.
Die. Yeah. So, Dr. Shealy, there are not many who agree with our point of view on this. Mass murder, absolutely. And what I didn't understand was why all of the top brass from Japan, why they weren't all rounded up. I mean, some were rounded up, but why weren't they all rounded up, including the emperor? And I believe that the reason that the emperor wasn't rounded up, regardless of what is said, I believe the reason he was not rounded up is because the Japanese thought of him as God, or a God, or their God. But I really think the basic reason why the heads of these countries who commit war against other countries is because if they are rounded up and hung, then anyone who heads a country can be rounded up and hung for crimes of aggression and war and crimes against humanity and peace. And I think they don't want to do that. They don't want to be hung. So there's kind of like an unwritten agreement, like, we won't hang you if you won't hang us.
Gerald Ford. Stupidity.
Well, Gerald Ford, and I met Gerald Ford. I was in a room with him for 15 minutes. And I was not impressed with his intellect, that's for sure. But he signed an agreement with other nations saying, we won't assassinate you if you don't assassinate us. This was self-protection for people at the top. But if you think about it, you can save a lot of lives by just knocking off the big guys, you know? So if we just went right after Adolf Hitler in World War II, if we just took him out, we would save millions of lives. Think about that, class. Dr. Shealy, any comments about any of that before we talk about how medicine has changed, in your opinion, since 1960?
All on tap. Okay. Correct.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, I think, based on what I've seen, medicine is falling down in many, many ways since 1960. I can relate all the way back to part of the 1950s, maybe the mid-1950s, I can remember. I remember going to doctor's offices, and a doctor actually paid attention to you, and it didn't seem like doctors were interested in boat payments back then. They were really interested in, you know, bigger houses and, you know, more and more and more, and increasing their wealth as much as they were interested in helping their patients. Is that true?
Unfortunately, I think it's true.
Yep. And today, it's very difficult to get a doctor's appointment. And I don't remember it being so complicated to try to get a doctor's appointment. You just call a doctor, make an appointment, and you show up. Today, you have to be referred by your primary physician to get a doctor's appointment in the main system. I'm not talking about, you know, your clinic, Dr. Shealy, but I'm talking about in you know, a typical hospital system, you have to have a primary physician who gets approval from the insurance company, who then lets you go see another doctor if you, you know, need a specialist. But it didn't used to be that way, right?
Right. The insurance mafia.
Yeah. Well, how, Dr. Shealy, how else has medicine changed since the 1960s, you know, in major ways?
Well, it's a total overhaul.
Ah.
Controlled by the mafia.
Yeah, and is the mafia the insurance company?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you think about it, class, the insurance companies tell the doctors and the hospitals what they will reimburse them. And they also tell
right.
you what you're going to have to pay for a premium. They also tell you what your deductible is going to be. You get some choices, but it's still
yes.
over the top. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, medical doctor. And Frank Pacheco's with us. Welcome, Frank.
Hello, how are you? Yes.
Very, very, very well. Frank, I have a question for Dr. Shealy. And this is quite interesting, class. I met a man who's about 50 years old. And he has received two of the jabs, the COVID-19 vaccinations. He was required to do so for his work. Could not stay employed without it. He has 3 feet of his intestines left. Cancer. He now has pancreatic cancer. Just started. He's had multiple heart attacks. And he now wears a pacemaker. And he believes that this all can be traced back to the jabs. Dr. Shealy, any thoughts?
I agree.
So my understanding, Dr. Shealy, from the years that we've been talking about this, COVID's been around for, well, COVID-19 is 2019. That's when it started becoming more discussed in the media, 2019. So we're looking at 4 years plus. And you and I, Dr. Shealy, have talked about the jab, and it seems that the jab does a job on the immune system, so it weakens the immune system. And I believe that you and I have talked, Dr. Shealy, about how if you were predisposed, and you just might get it, whatever it is, whether it's cancer, whether it is leukemia, whatever it is, heart attack, you're way more likely to get it after you've been jabbed once, even more likely to get it after you've been jabbed more than once. Is that correct, or am I misremembering this? That is correct.
Heart attack.
All right, correct. So then the next question is, this is a weapon of mass murder. It's intentionally manufactured. It's against the Geneva Convention. It is a delivery system for reducing population. Is anything I said incorrect, Dr. Shealy?
The public administration denies it.
I'm sorry, the public administration what?
Denies.
Yeah, they deny what I just said, that this is a
right.
weapon of war, that it is a man-made biological weapon, that it has surgical strike capabilities, meaning it injected into a specific person as the second wave of delivery systems. And the first wave would be an aerosolized version, either aerosol, sneezing, touching, contact. That the second one was the jab, which is injected right into your bloodstream, which is really hard for.
Absolutely.
So our body has defenses against the first version, which was the aerosolized and the contact. So we have skin, and we have a digestive system, and we can fend off some of the biologicals, but when it's injected into the bloodstream, much harder to defend against. Is that correct, Dr. Shealy?
Correct.
Right. What do you think should be done? Because there are a lot of victims of this. There are a lot of people I know. If I go to the end of our driveway and look right, and go 1 mile, that's like a farm away. A man died from the jab. We believe. If I go to the same end of the driveway and look left, 1 mile, next farm over, man died, result of the jab. If I look to the East Coast, to some of my extended family, four of them are dead, jabs. Everybody that I know is sicker who has gotten the jab than they were before. Everybody. There's not one person that can say or has said, you know, I feel, you know, since the jab, I feel great. Not one person, Dr. Shealy. Is that the same in your circles?
In my circle, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to avoid it is to take lots of vitamin C.
Vitamin C? How much,
yes.
Dr. Shealy? How much vitamin C?
Well, at least 8 milligrams a day. Recently, two people had serious infections, and I took just 8 milligrams a day and avoided it.
When you say 8 milligrams, you mean 8 grams?
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News. News update. The CDC is updating its COVID guidelines.
The Centers for Disease Control says Americans with COVID no longer need to isolate for 5 days. The new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. According to the updated guidelines, individuals with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they've been fever-free for 24 hours or if their symptoms have been improving. Additionally, the CDC advises those ending isolation to wear masks and minimize close contact with others.
USA's John Schaefer. War in the Middle East bleeds into the natural world as happens. In the wake of a successful Houthi rebel sinking, it was a UK-owned commercial cargo ship. Fertilizer is now infesting the waters of the Red Sea. At the same time, the sinking marks the very first time Houthi rebel attackers have actually put a commercial cargo ship beneath the waves since their attacks ramped up in November. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah.
Oh
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank's with us. Frank Pacheco. We're going to be talking about appliances in class. And Frank, yesterday I was, and for days I've been going around in circles with tractor therapy, pulling a 10-foot wide chain harrow. Weighs about 500 pounds, and it's really like a very heavy chain link fence. Very heavy. Instead of, you know, wires, being interlaced together. These are like half-inch steel bars that are bent into something that looks like a chain link fence, but the grid is way bigger. Instead of, you know, 2 inches, it's more like 8 inches. And it weighs about 500 pounds, and I pull it behind the tractor, and it's 10 feet by 10 feet. It drags through the manure and then spreads it out evenly. I'm going round, round, round circles, and that's the way we fertilize our fields. We don't use commercial fertilizer. And it gives me time to think, because it takes days. And I was thinking, I was using a 1974 Ford 3000 diesel tractor. It's two-wheel drive. It's three-cylinder. It's 47 horsepower. It weighs about 4,000 pounds. So it's a, you know, relatively small tractor. And the tractor has about 4,000 hours on it. And if you figure, okay, so if a car is going 50 miles an hour for 4,000 hours, that'd be the equivalent of 200,000 miles. So this tractor has about 200,000 miles on it. Still works great. The original starter, the original engine, the original transmission. And even in the transmission, when they were building, it's made out of cast iron. They painted the inside walls of the transmission with like a Rust-Oleum brown primer paint so that the cast iron would not rust and contaminate the transmission oil or fluid. So this thing has been, the original transmission, it's been out in the rain. It's 50 years old, 5-0. It's been out in the rain, snow, bright sun. Before I bought it, I've had it for about 10 years. It was in a shed and in a barn. And a shed is like a three-sided structure. So, you know, the moisture gets to it. The wind gets to it. The cold gets to it. It's not like it's in a heated garage. And it spends a lot of time outside working. And it's still working fine. I love it. And that's why I was using it. If I had a different tractor that I liked better, I'd be using that for this job. The point I'm trying to make, Frank, in class, is that no one would mind buying that tractor that's 50 years old because it works great. As a matter of fact, it's really desirable. It holds its value, actually keeps going up in value. So if you look at cars, they last about 8 years. You look at trucks, they last about 8 years. You know, people keep cars and trucks for about 8 years. They may last longer with lots of maintenance. Appliances might last 5 to 15 years. But tractors were made to stand the weather and last way longer. Isn't that interesting? How we can do it. We can make products to last a very long time. It's just that we don't. Any comments about that, Frank?
Well, it's very interesting that you're saying that, but I don't know if you've been reading a lot of talk about how appliances don't last as long as they do. I think we've started something. I think people are class listening to us. And, yeah, even PBS had a whole 15 minutes of someone talking about how bad appliances are made. The only thing that I had to laugh, and this person, when they were interviewing, saying, but, you know, manufacturers don't want that to happen. And I'm saying, they do. I mean, like, when I look inside the dryer, for example, and I look at the superstructure of something that's old, like an Inglis or a GE or the Admiral. I mean, like the bearings are substantial. The bearings could hold a load of laundry. Now you're going to these new Asian-made dryers, and the bearings, like, I could put it in my hand. That's how small it is. So to say that manufacturers are concerned about their appliances, it's kind of a iffy situation. In Canada, Vince, the government is going to produce a bill where all appliances need to have parts to at least last 10 years for repair, which is not the case. This is what happened in my life this week. I went to a washing machine, 4 years old, Vince. Couldn't get the part. Model no longer available. Here's a customer with a washer and dryer that look exactly the same. Dryer still working absolutely perfect. Machine is gone, and there's no substitute. No, that model no longer exists. 4 years old. Ben, can you imagine that?
Well, yes, I can, Frank. I'm working on out in the pad by our automotive shop. We've got a concrete pad, and I've got a trailer upside down where I'm working on the undercarriage of the trailer. It's made by John Deere. And it was probably made around 1976, so it's 48 years old. But nobody buys a John Deere anything thinking that they're not going to be able to get parts for it. The parts for this particular trailer have been discontinued for at least 25 years. And it frosts me. So I have to actually make the parts. So we have to take some sheet steel, and we have to actually fabricate the parts that we need, because if you go to the John Deere dealer, they'll tell you, yeah, it's obsolete. We don't have parts. What else do you want? You know, what else are you here for? You know, that kind of thing. So it's nobody buys a large appliance or a large item like a tractor or a piece of farm equipment thinking that it's not going to that you're not going to be able to get parts for it. Nobody does that, because we expect that we're going to be able to get parts. But they keep changing the design, which is what you were saying, so often that the design is out of production, and there's no reason to make. Manufacturers have no incentive to make parts for something that they no longer make. Why make parts? Because if they need 100 parts this year, you know, for their customers to fix their products, they'll need maybe 60 next year and 40 next year. And so what? It's a diminishing marketplace. Here's something I found on Facebook Marketplace, and I go there and I look at what people are selling. It gives me an eye in the marketplace and what's happening. So here is a guy selling a freezer. Well, it's free. I'm going to read. This is verbatim. Free freezer. It needs a little fixing. I've never tried to fix it, but it likes to freeze and then thaw out and then freeze again and then thaw out again and then freeze again and then thaw out. Not sure what it is. I'm sure it's simple, but I don't have time to mess with it. That's a quote. So this guy is saying it freezes and thaws and freezes, and it's sure it's simple, but he doesn't have time to mess with it, which really means he doesn't have a clue. He doesn't have a clue what's wrong with this thing. But he's the expert saying he's sure it's simple. Here's another one. So here's a Maytag washer. It's a top load. Washer will not complete cycle. Will lock and fill with water and drain, but not complete cycle. Looks new. Serial number tells me it was manufactured 2019. I'm sure it's something simple. However, I'm going to buy a new one. $50. So here's another one. The guy knows in his mind that it's simple. He doesn't have no clue what it is, but he's sure it's simple. Frank, I see this like over and over. Here's another one. Garage refrigerator. Now, I didn't know they made refrigerators for garages, but evidently this is a garage refrigerator. It's stainless steel. Frigidaire refrigerator. Fridge works. The freezer goes out every once in a while, so we just use it for drinks. Quote, unquote. That's where we are today.
And it's too bad, because a little bit of Google DuckDuck, you could get some sort of an answer for this one. For example, the first one, in class common sense, if it freezes and cold, well, obviously there's refrigerant there because it freezes. Gets warm, well, something is stopping it from the compressor going. Right now, off the top of my head, I would say a cold control is the culprit of that unit, and they're very common. Or a relay with a capacitor that overheats to a certain extent and starts acting up. But, you know, it's one of those things where I have to say something. I myself am scared to touch my truck, so I can see the problem. But I've been forcing through you and through our classes, checking my oil. As you can see, like last time, I was kind of worried when to start my car. I make that not thing that every now and then I check my oil, check all my liquids. I still haven't gotten around to changing my oil, and you're going to say, why not? Partly because I don't have a full garage to put my truck in, and that's not an excuse, but it will happen. But going back to these appliance things, it's just a little bit of reading, and hopefully our students who have been listening to us will realize that sometimes these things are not that difficult, and it a little bit of like doing research, you probably could figure a way to save that appliance. So,
Frank, so with this one that freezes and warms up and freezes and warms up, your thought was initially that it's a cold control.
That's
the thermostat, okay?
That's the thermostat,
and that's the thing that it's got a knob, and you turn it to off. Warm, cooler, cold, mm-hmm. you know, that's that rotary control. And then the other thing you thought it might be was a capacitor / relay. So that's a hard start. That's a hard start kit all in one, right?
That's, mm-hmm.
okay. So I know that for someone to buy a hard HARD start, START kit, KIT, you can buy it on eBay, or I'm not recommending eBay, but that's one place where you can get them. And you buy it by the horsepower rating of the compressor. So if it's a quarter of a horsepower, a fifth of a horsepower, a third, you know, those kind of, you size the hard start kit for the size of your compressor. And it's marked right on the label of the refrigerator or freezer. So or the compressor itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find out which one. But that's a $15 part shipped.
Yes.
$15. Now, a cold control, Frank, you can get the junky Chinese ones, which are really terrible. I mean, they're real flaky. They don't last very long. Or you can get an American Robert Shaw. Robert
All
Shaw.
All right, is American, too.
Uh-huh. And how much would we pay for that part?
Probably $12, $15, no more than $20 for them.
Okay, so now we're looking at a free freezer.
Yeah.
Guy wants to get rid of it, and the part is going to cost less than $20, whether it's the cold control or the hard start kit.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, class. So now you know how to start the repair project. If yours, if your refrigerator freezer gets cold and then it loses its cooling capacity.
Well, they will have a phone in then.
pretty simple class. So Frank and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Frank, you want to talk about microwave ovens?
Microwaves again and carburetors and maybe even humidifiers.
Okay, sounds good. With a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, Frank Pacheco's with us. He's in Canada, and we're talking about appliances. And you can listen to us on GCN Live. GCN Live, L-I-V-E, as in Genesis Communications Network Live. You can listen to us on RenseRadio.com, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. And the Ron Gibson Channel, which is Ron, as in Ronald, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, on Odyssey and BitChute. You can listen to us on the Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, the satellite, over the United, well, North America, Europe, and parts of North Africa. And you can listen to us on the Global Star Radio Network telephone listen line while we are live, which is 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And that's 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. Frank is with us. Frank,
yep.
Did I hear you say, well, microwave ovens, dehumidifiers, did I hear you say the word carburetor?
No. Garburator.
Like
you put them in nature's thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, Kathy called me about that this weekend, and we call those garbage disposals here in the United
garbage
States.
Okay, we call them carburetors, garbage
yeah.
disposal here in Canada.
Okay. Okay.
But
well,
I just wanted.
Yeah, since I thought you mentioned carburetor, I wanted to say that I bought one. I bought one this weekend. Bam, our son decided for his business he wanted to buy a high pressure washer. So he bought an industrial high pressure washer for about. Typically, these are about $1,100. He found one for $450, brand new on the internet in Facebook Marketplace. So he bought. This thing, and I said, "Well, listen, that's great, Bam. Except, why would we want to use gasoline in this?" So I said, "How about we convert it to propane?" So I bought for $28 on the internet a carburetor. It's a dual fuel carburetor, natural gas and propane. It's a drop-in replacement for the gasoline carburetor, and so I'm just going to hook this thing up to a barbecue grill. propane tank. And the reason I want to do that is I know for a fact that if I use gasoline in it, or he does, we'll be replacing that carburetor every year from now on. So I don't want to do that. So by getting a propane carburetor and hooking it up to a propane gas cylinder, like a barbecue cylinder, 20-pound cylinder, that'll work perfectly. And it's not like we run this for weeks at a time. So, you know, just hooking up and pressure washing for half an hour or an hour at a time, we are not going to contaminate the engine oil as much as we would with gasoline. So, Frank, I just wanted to mention to our class, you can do that. You can very inexpensively convert a gasoline engine to a propane engine. I'm talking about single cylinder, easy to do.
So, Vince, for our class and our students, myself included, so when you decided to do that, did you have knowledge within yourself to do that, or did you do a little bit of research? Because what I'm trying to, in our classes here, is to tell our students, there's nothing to be scared about. Knowledge is power, but there's so much out there, places that you can acquire this knowledge. So I myself, even though I've done appliance repairs for 40 years, every now and then I get a call and I say, oh, I haven't seen that before. I will do a little bit of research before going to a customer's house. So my question to you is, would that have been something that you knew already, or you did a little bit of research and found out how to do it?
Okay. Frank, I want to know about everything. I really do. I'm a lifelong learner. I'm not intellectually lazy. I want to learn, and I will stay up really late, get up really early, reading, learning, and then while I'm sleeping, I'm still thinking about ways I can improve things. So, back in the 1970s, I was selling, and this is the answer to your question. Back in the 1970s, I was selling auto parts behind the counter, high school days. And I learned how much there is to learn about the automobile business. And we had a customer who came in, and I used to love to talk to him, and he owned a taxi company, Yellow Taxis. And he told me that he converted. It's kind of like going to the barber shop when you talk with the barber that you go to over and over and over again. You know, the barber becomes your psychiatrist or psychologist or your best friend, and you share all your what's happening in your thoughts. Well, that's what this guy did with me with his taxi business. So he had these Checker cabs, and they had a 250 cubic inch Chevrolet engine in them. And they ran on gasoline. And he told me that he converted it to propane. So he put a propane tank in the trunk, and he would fill up, and he didn't have to pay gasoline tax. He didn't pay road tax, because there is no road tax on propane. And then he said that the engine oil lasted almost forever, because it didn't get black or dark, dark brown, because the combustion deposits are not there as they are with gasoline. So the engine lasts longer, the exhaust system lasts longer, everything was lasting longer. As a matter of fact, you didn't have to replace the exhaust systems, which needed replacement every 2 years. So that went into this. I'm thinking, well, that applies to today, 50 years later. Let's do that with our high-pressure washer. So then I did the research to find the best value of carburetor, and I found you can do it for $150 or you can do it for $30. So I went for the $28 model. And that's where that came from. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to make sure that it works.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.